Begin the current daven. Set the Shabbos daf kuf lamed alpha. Begin on the base. Begin with the maskel. Says begins with the Gemara. So look at that. I mean, you would have thought to say neilav shivus yamim mishivus yamim sukkah. You should learn the gzeirah shava from the same word shivus yamim that it says by sukkah. So I just want to explain how could you have entertained to learn that from gzeirah shava? You can't just make up your own gzeirah shava. That is the Gemara expounds the word by yam that says by lulav. That lulav is only taken by daytime and not at nighttime. And the Gemara says you needed the pasuk because you would have thought to say that you landed gzeirah shava shivus yam b'sukkah just like the sukkah it's in by nighttime. So to lulav would be by nighttime. So you needed by yam, especially to tell you it's going to be takes good nighttime. Tais says one. This retainment Tais has to take a second look. Hecha Tais gadayt lod gzeirah shava. How would you entertain to say that there's gzeirah shava shivus yam b'sukkah? What do you mean? If in truth, as the Gemara tells us, there is no such gzeirah shava. So how could you make a gzeirah shava on your own that you never had a tradition? But I ain't odd. I mean, done gzeirah shava mehatzmel and can't love the rabbi. A person can't make gzeirah shava unless he has a tradition from his teacher. That's what says Yerushalmi. What you could say is the shema ba'amanit lemidrash. Maybe in general it was given over to expound. In other words, maybe there was a tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu that these words shivas yamim are expounded. Now the assumption you would have thought to say is that meaning it was written regarding lulav and sukkah to say that lulav is going to be even at nighttime. But according to the conclusion, the Gemara tells you that no, the tradition that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu was not for the word Shivas Yamim that says, but Lulav Sukkah, rather it was Shivas Yamim that says in some other context, which doesn't tell us, but again, maybe that's why we would have thought to say it's Shivas Yamim for this. That's saying, no, it wasn't in this context, but we knew that it was something relating to Shivas Yamim. The next Tais the Masa begins with the words of the Gemara, Kamash Malan. Tais wonders that why do you need Shivas Yamim? Because the Gemara expounded, like we said, by Yom that says, by Lulav, is to say it's not taken at nighttime. So the Gemara explains that we needed to say, because you would have thought to say you learned it from Sukkah. So that's what you have to say, no, it's excluding nighttime. So Tais says, well, now according to the truth, that we don't need the word Shivas Yom, what do these words Shivas Yom come to tell you? Because the Avakab did the Shin Perikam the Sachem, although in the first Perikam Sachem, the famous Alf. The Gemara tells us that we do learn that something from this word Shivas Yom. To tell you, Mashvi, just like the seventh day, Shvi Lachog means the seventh day of the Yamtiv. After Rishon Lachog, so it says the first day means the first day of the Yamtiv. In other words, this it says by Chametz, by Yemir Rishon Tashbisa Shoyim B'Teichem. The intention is for the Yamtiv of Pesach, which is meaning the day before the 14th of Nisan. On that, the question is, the Gemara asks in Pesachim. So wait a second, by Lulav, that's the Kach Mechem Yemir Rishon. Maybe that's also, so to speak, the first day means Erev Yom Tov on the 14th of Tishrei, just like it's the 14th of Nisan. So the Gemara says, no, it's different. It says, just like the seventh day, Shivas Yom, the seventh is the seventh day of the Yom Tov. So too, the first day, Yom Rishon, is the first day of the Yom Tov, not Erev Yom Tov. So on that sense, even based on that drasha that we're using Shivas Yom to tell you, comparing the seventh and the first, but says, that you can expound from just the word seventh. Below Yom, without the word days. And therefore, it's still a difficulty, says Tais doesn't know what the word Yomim of Shivas Yom is coming to tell us. If we're actually not using it to make this gzeirah shava that the Gemara said you would have thought to say, which we actually don't say. It's like Tzitz Master begins with the Gemara Shekin Toin Arbam Minim, because it requires Dalad Minim, so therefore that's the stringency. You're simply going to explain, well, wait a second, Emeshtei Alechem, why is that not significant? That also has other things coming with it. Because the Gemara said you cannot learn Ashtei Alechem and other mitzvahs that the Machshon of Deicha Shabbos from Lulav, because Lulav has a stringency, although it's Deicha Shabbos, because it has Dalad Minim. Even though the barley offering of Pesach and the Shtei Alechem, the two breads of Shavuos, other things come with it also. It's not only the lulav itself. It has the Esrog and the Aravos and the Adashim. Here also has other things with it. Namavinimam, kavasim, lambs, v'yayin, and wine, l'nisach, for libation, v'shemen, and oil, and menachas, for the flour offerings. So then why can't you learn from lulav? It also has other meaning with it. Unless it tastes not just that it has other things with it. So it says, Shani Dal Minja Balulav, the four species of the Lulav is different. The Ma'akvin says that each one's integral for the other one. You cannot fulfill your mitzvah of Lulav without having the Estrig and the Hadis and Arabas with it. It's like the Moses and Nachas and the Chavasayim enough. And so to prepare Katrez, Zigmorbidi and Memhem and Bez Amina, we say, Hakabasim, a Ma'akvin. In contrast, by the Oymen Ashtay Alechem, the lambs do not withhold the validity. Lo yisayimim, lo yisayalechem, not the carbon aimer of the barley offering, not the shayalechem of the two breads of the wheat. Behainu, and that's what the Gemara means when it says toin dal minim, that the lulav needs four species, means she'in mitzvah lulav kalabal dal minim, that you're not going to tell the mitzvah of lulav at all. You mean take the palm branch without all the four minim. Abalav yichoyla liyis mitzvasin b'lay dal minim. Abbeilu, but with these other things, the aimer shayalechem, yichoyla liyis mitzvasin b'lay dal minim, you could fulfill the mitzvah without all the different species. And therefore, that's why you couldn't have learned out the Shtei Alechem and the Omer from that of the Lulav. This is from Harav Peiris. Shtei next says, the Master begins the words of Gemara, Ima Omer B'chulu. It's in the Omer, etc. Shtei can explain that why don't we learn out from the two of them? Because the Gemara said, Rabbi Elazar holds the Machshir Mitzvah Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara says, oh, Rabbi Elazar doesn't know this halacha. If he learns from Mishteh Lechem, you could ask, hey, well, they'll brought for Hashem, like Vaya. And if you learn from Lulav, you could say, wait, Lulav requires Dalaminim. So the Gemara says, we learn from Gzeishim Sukkis. Says Chamisha Asa by Matzah. Says Chamisha Asa by Sukkis. Just like Sukkis Machshir Deicha Shabbos, so do it's Matzah. Now, what's bothering taste is, we find many places that when you can't not learn out just from one thing, the Gemara says, okay, let's learn out from Matzah, the Tzara Shava, from both of them. So on that says, here the Gemara does not make that inference and say, okay, you cannot learn out from Oymish Telechem, and you can't learn out from Lulav, but maybe learn out from the common denominator of both of them. Here the Gemara doesn't say that. Why? So it says, because this is normal for the Gemara to do this. Because Zimnin the Daik, Zimnin the Daik, sometimes the Gemara makes that inference, sometimes it doesn't. And it says, and had we even said that, oh, let's learn from the common denominator? Have a mishkech pircha, the Gemara would have found the refutation anyways from the common denominator, and if it doesn't go through the whole thing, it just goes on to the next thing that we're going to learn it out from. That's from Harel Pires. Rinami, or another approach to Taisis, is that milsa de asa b'matzah, even something that you could learn out from a common denominator, let's say you could have learned that out matzah from lulav and from the oimer, but tarach because of a cross, still the pasuk would the tarach would go through the effort and write a pasuk for it. Kamai, like we find milsa de asa b'kabochema, like we find something you could learn from a kabochema, we find tarach because of a cross. Here also, that we end up finding a source from it. From the Gzeirah Shav from Sukkah, even though maybe we could have learned from Matzad, we're still going to learn it out from a pasuk if we could. Now, but then Taisa says, "V'hai dekam etamud." This the Gemara says, "Nich brachman the b'hai." Okay, let only write about Matzah. But Taisa idachminei and learn at lulav, learn at all the other ones from Matzah. Pirish, what that means to say, what the Gemara's question is, "Umay tzarkra." So why do you need a pasuk by lulav? But what's bothering Taisa is that according to what we just said, that even something that you could learn out from another thing still tark because of a kra. So what's the Gemara's question? Not to write a pasuk by lulav? What do you mean? You said tarach because of a kra. So it's telling us a hayin mishum. The reason is because this that we said by mahatzad tarach because of a kra. That's specifically something that you cannot learn out from one thing, like matzah from lulav. You would have to learn from two things. The e beloy mahatzad, because without the mahatzad over here in the Gemara's question, have a muslim elof hachmatzamidoch. You could have learned up one from the other. So there, loy have a kaz rachman across. So it says, no, then the pasuk would not have gone through the effort of writing a pasuk. Given that a pasuk kokach, since it would be so simple, to like dummy the milsa dasa b'kabochema. It's not similar to like something you learn from a kabochema. Do pasuk yesu, which is even more simple that you could learn out one from the other. Then we say that talking about kaz makra here, it's so simple, more than a kabochema. So therefore, the Torah would not go through the effort to write it if you could learn out, let's say, lulav directly from matzah. That's what the Gemara is saying. Well, don't write lulav and just learn out directly from matzah. Taisa brought that there are places like over here where the Gemara doesn't make the deal of learning out from a mahatzad. It does for two reasons, either because the Gemara probably had some type of a pircha for it, or because even though you could learn it from matzad, tzad, because of a cross, still would go through the effort to write a pasuk to learn it out from directly. The next says the matzah begins with the Gemara, Shivas Yam Lulav. We learn out 7 days from Lulav. Taisa explains that obviously it's superfluous on both sides, and why don't we learn it out? This Gzeir Shava, also that mitzvah lulav applies by nighttime. Because the Gemara said, Rabbi Elazar says that Sukkah, Machshin is Deicha Shabbos, from Mamatzina, from Lulav. Machshin Deicha Shabbos, the Gemara says, no, can't learn from Lulav. Lulav requires Dalminim. So the Gemara says, you're right, we don't learn from Mamatzina, we learn from Gzeir Shava. It says Shabbos Yom, but Lulav says Shabbos Yom, but Sukkah, just Lulav, Machshin Deicha Shabbos, so do Sukkah. Now, what's bothering Taisa is that we know that even if you have a Gzeir Shava, if there's some type of a flaw in the Gzeir Shava, like over here, you can ask, as you just did regarding the Mamatzinu, it requires Dalminim. So then you don't make Gzeir Shava, unless it's superfluous from both sides, what's called Mufid Mishnei Tzadim. So that says bothered, seemingly over here, but this Gzeir Shava, where you're learning a Shabbos Yom from Lulav, even though Shabbos Yom by Sukkah is superfluous, because it says it twice by Sukkah, but by Shabbos Yom and by Lulav, it's not extra, because by Lulav, it only says it one time. And you expound Yom and Balei Leilis, so it's not extra. So therefore, Taisa is bothered, how could you learn a Gzeir Shava Sukkah from Lulav, but you still refute the Gzeir Shava, because Lulav requires Dalminim. So that explains, Mufna have Mishnei Tzadim. No, really, this pasuk of Shabbos Yom is extra by both Sukkah and Lulav. Because Gabi Lulav lo yitzuch. So it says, no, but Lulav was not necessary. Because as Taisa explains, the Avagav did the Shin Yom Balei Lis, although you need Shabbos Yom. Because Yom tells you it's only by daytime, the Mitzvah Lulav, and not at nighttime. Unless it tastes new, however, lo yitzuch, the Mitzvah Shivas Klal. But yeah, the Yomim is necessary, but the word Shivas is unnecessary. Because you could have just said, Mitzvah Klav Neva Gaimer, but Yomim in daytime. And Bhavalash and Shiva Miyutar, and the word Shiva is extra, superfluous. That's coming to tell you, like Zerah Shabbat, and if it's Mufn Mishnei Tzad. But then Tais asks, if you're going to say, but Rabbi Eliezer, who expounds Zerah Shabbat, Sukkah from Lulav, so Hechadarish Yom Belelis, how does he expound that the Shiva's Yom, that it says day, comes to say, and not at nighttime? But keeping this like Zeir Shavah, since he has this Zeir Shavah, he goofed and they live in Sukkah. So then this itself should be done in Sukkah. To say Malahal Yom Afil Alaylas, it's just like that by Sukkah, when it says 7 days, it means even night times, because we sit in the Sukkah at night time too. Avlul Yom Afil Alaylas. Also, we don't make Zeir Shavah halfway. We should learn that also from Sukkah, that it should also be at nighttime, just like at daytime. That's the Tzitz. What you could say is, no, the lesson of the Gzer Shavah, you cannot learn that from Gzer Shavah. Milsa the Lashon Gzer Shavah Gufa Mukhacha the Enikin, that the wording of the Gzer Shavah itself, that the words itself that are the platform for the Gzer Shavah, those words itself disprove that concept. Because the Yom and Mashmim Lefeos, the words days sound like not nighttime. And therefore the Gzer Shavah cannot tell you that the 7 days of Lulav should be even nighttime, because those words that are the platform of the Gzer Shavah itself says it's day and not a nighttime. And therefore that's why we don't learn out that Lulav is going to be even at nighttime to learn that off from Sukkah. So next to the Master begins with the Gemara, Vim Sukkah, and if it's from Sukkah, Shekin Hegis, Balelis can be Yom, because it applies, and that has a Chumrah of nighttime as a daytime. Now, this is just wonders regarding the wording over here. The Gemara said, you cannot learn out all the other Makshirin to be Decha Shabbos from Sukkah, because there's Decha, it's Makshirin Shabbos, because you could say, well, Sukkah has its trinity, because it applies at nighttime as by daytime. It says, Taisis Mashma, that wording sounds like the Ba'ilim, as if the Gemara wants to say, oh, time of Matzah, how could you say it applies to Matzah too? Shein Hegis, Balez, could be Yom, that, oh, there it doesn't apply at nighttime as it does by daytime. It says, no, Ba'adab, to the contrary. Ikka Mitzvah, Balayla Rishon, the primary Mitzvah Matzah is at nighttime, specifically the first night of Pesach, which is the Seder night. Shlomi says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Be'erb Teichel Matzah, in the evening you eat the Matzahs. And so he says, really, Ma'achav, a Muslim, really, the wording should have been, Shekin Hegis, Ba'yamim, Ubalaylas. It's that, because the Mitzvah of Sukkah applies at night and at daytime. So, yeah, those are at night, don't have it during the day. And those are day, don't have it during the night. Sukkah is day and night. But not to say the wording like it has here in the Gemara, that it's balelis kibiyam. It's not the fact of night as day, because matzah has night. It should say bayamim ubalelis. Turn next to the matzah begins with the Gemara, nafkele mi b'yayim ha-kipurim. We're learning that from yayim ha-kipurim. It just explains the reasoning of the Rabban. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yezer learns out from bayayim, that it says by blowing the sheva of yayvel, that mitzvah to keep a sheva of Rosh Hashanah is only by daytime and not by nighttime. Now, that is, that even though the tekiyas, we're talking about Yom Kippurim, not in Rosh Hashanah, but the Gemini Madadi, we learn out the tekiyas of Rosh Hashanah from every year, from that of the Yom Kippur on the Yavu year, the Shin Rosh Hashanah, like the Gemara expounds, the Rosh Hashanah, she you call tekiyas of Chedesh Shavuot Shabbos, that all the tekiyas of the seventh month, which includes Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippurim of Yavu, that they shall all be the same, because the Rashi explains from there, because it says, Chedesh Shavuot, which Rashi explains already this idea. Now, more of a taste explained, Rabban and Sabri, the Rabban hold, however, like because the Rabbanan disagree with Eliezer. They don't learn out from the keys of Yevil that it's by daytime and not by nighttime. So on that taste is bother. What I mean, the Gemara compares the keys of Shefer of the Chaydash Hashri. Says, but the Rabbanan, they hold like Shuyei. No, you cannot compare the keys of Roshana and Yom Kippurim of Yevil. Elo Leima should say the keys of Yerushalayim, only regarding the order of the keys, grant Tekiyah, true Tekiyah, and all that things, that should be the same. Because they'll indicate the tekiyas of Ma'aslahasim, because that is the context where it's brought over there in the Hekesh of Mechidah Shashvi regarding the order of the tekiyas. Aval azman the yoyim v'adu le'yiskes. But for the timing of daytime, regarding that, we didn't compare the tekiyas of Yebel to that of Rosh Hashanah. Da'akarach azman me'ena shalah. Obviously, their timings are not the same. Just the Rosh Chedesh, but the Rosh Chedesh, because this is on Rosh Hashanah and this is on the 10th of the month. So obviously, their times are not the same, and that timings include not only the day but also the daytime, and therefore that's why the Rabbanan disagree and don't learn out from here the Zman of Tekiyah Shefer that it's by daytime and not by nighttime, because that's not what the Hekesh has learned for. It's only Rabbi Eliezer who takes it further and compares it even regarding the Zman.